Well, Eric, this is a big year for the sport, full stop, isn't it? And for you, presumably, your primary target is to make sure horses are fit and well and being part of the squad for the Olympics.
Yeah, we have a few choices, which I'm really thankful for. Nothing to the strength that I had in Hong Kong with the partnership with Ixted. Not to say that these new horses are not the same caliber, but the partnership has been together for a short time. So whenever you have that in place, I think in the Olympic game, you always feel much more confident having been with a horse for a few years, having campaigned him. So for me, it's a learning year, learning to know my new horses, some old ones surprising me. I always laugh and I always say, you know, which one are you going to ride? I said, I don't know. I've learned one thing with horses. Don't speak too soon because you'll never know at the end. There might just be one that comes to surprise you.
But for you, this Olympics is going to be a bit different because in Hong Kong, probably didn't feel part of the Olympic movement. This one's going to be different. Is that exciting from an athlete's point of view?
Well, it is very exciting. I think being part of an Olympic game, it really defines a rider's career. I was lucky enough to have a start at it, and the result couldn't have been better. But participating is already an achievement as far as I'm concerned. Being there, being part, watching other sport, being excited, and have your friends, family, owners come to watch it. I think this is what it's all about. And fortunately, there's three that stands on the podium and a three team. But, you know, if you're a participant at the Olympic game, I think it's already something.
And sometimes the equestrian sport can be fairly solitary. You don't mix with other sports. Is that a nice aspect that suddenly you can meet other athletes and what they're about? Do you like that side of the games?
Well, I'm a sport person. I enjoy watching other sport. I play a lot of other sports, so I'm into sport in general. Any sport, I will watch it and speak to other athletes. I'm very much into that. I've been like that all my life, and I still am. So I very much will enjoy other sport and hopefully get to see many athletes and chat and get to know a bit about their sport. And I think it's part of the experience.
And for you this year, what's the next few weeks holding? Trying to make sure the partnerships are right. Is it going to be full on for the next few months?
Yeah, it is. I'm competing every week in Europe until I go back to Calgary's summer tour. And bringing some new horses and some new venues for them. And, you know, Florida is not a fair assessment of what I did there with some horses because it's a venue that the horses are used to. They jump every week. Now it's time to get them out of their comfort zone, get them out to venue they don't know, crowd that they haven't seen. So for me, it's all about getting them exposed to that and see which one handles the pressure better and go from there. So it's a big learning year with big things to do. So hopefully we've learned enough lesson by the time the big thing comes.
And Greenwich is definitely different. Unique venue, isn't it? It's going to be different. What do you know about it?
I've watched some, I've heard a lot of people talk about it. I've watched some clips of it and like everybody else. But, you know, I always say to watch a stadium full with the excitement in place is never the same as watching it empty. It doesn't matter how pretty it is. It is. Once it's filled up with the atmosphere, everything changes.
I get the sense you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. Thank you.